Black Compass, Black Compass Media. Salute to everybody tuning in, everybody live in the building, man. We back, we direct, we here, man. The Ball Guys Show. Let me get my guy, Young. Let me get my guy, Young Cola. Young Cola, what up?
You already know the fucking vibes. Black Compass Media. Salute the whole team. You already know how we bumming, how we coming off the top rope. Good guy gang, army in the building. We here, Polo. Let's get to it.
Yo, man, how's everything, man? How you been? We ain't do the Ball Guys Show in a little minute.
Your boy a little bit under the weather, but I'm trying to get right for this Florida shit. You know, everything booked. You know, I'm just getting right. You know, getting everything right. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Nah, Florida definitely. That's the perfect weather to get right through.
Uh-huh.
What's goody? What's goody, Lowski? Hit the likes in the comments. Everybody hit the likes. Blessings. Facts. Run it up. Oh, man. Where do we start, man? I'm about to roll up this gumbo.
We ain't got to get right to it. I mean, it's a lot to talk about, bro. It's a lot to cover. We got all the cards. URL got a 3-day card. Two woman value, men value, Civil War. You got Battle Academy with Frenemies card. You feel me? Rosenberg, Bill headlining that. You got Chrome, the Final Four of Chrome 23 this weekend as well. You got that. You got my boy. I mean, the mess part of it. You got Norbs out here. You know, they doing whatever they do. But we're going to talk about a little of that, too. And we're going to get into a lot of different things, bro. That's it.
All right. Well, let's start with the weekend, man. We got a lot of battle rap.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, I'm not going to lie, man. I ain't going to front. I'm going to be real. Let's talk real quick. Cody, let's talk. I'm not going to lie. It feel like Rocket, the more it keep going, Rock is just like, Rock kind of been cooking lately, the last 2 weeks.
I mean, Rock low keep it cooking all year.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying it looked like he put his foot on the gas.
That's Rock, though. That ain't really like, bro, when you think about it, this is what Tay Rock do. It's amazing because he's still doing it at year 15 on some LeBron shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, year Kobe shit. That's what's super amazing about it, but this is regular Tay Rock that I know, like cooking niggas, always gonna give 100%, ain't gonna bullshit the craft, and he gonna give people shots. Like I say, bro, we talked about it when we was talking about the top niggas, Polo, when we say niggas in a presidential suite, but could come in a hotel and ride in the elevator, nigga be chilling in the lobby, Rock can go to the sixth floor, he can go to, you feel me, he can go down there to the ice machine without a nigga touching him. He don't need security coming out the suite. That's just Tay Rock, bro. He coming out the presidential suite, though. He coming down there to shoot dice. All that, bro. Scrap, better than a little pigeon racing. That nigga be wilding.
Nigga said midget racing. Yeah, I feel like we gonna do an all media show. I mean, probably for the next episode of the Barbershop, man. Don't copy this too. We saying it already. But we gonna do a media show. We gonna break down all the rankings and shit for the year in the Barbershop. We gonna bring niggas to the Barbershop. You heard?
But if you talk about Cody Polo, you got
.
There's no order. You got Tay Rock. You got Swamp. You got JC just stepped back outside with Hustle. Surprise the battle. You feel me? Light work. You got Fonz, Shotgun Suge, Danny Myers, Rum Nitty. Like, this going to be a crazy year. Bill Collector. Like, bro, it's so many people that's been on fire. Like, I can't even really narrow it down. Like, you could say, yeah, Swamp got it because he made it beat them. But that's just still way down to how the committee, you know, which itself is a part of, wait, however y'all weigh it.
Yo, the crazy shit is, that's a fact. It don't even be, I be forgetting I'm part of the committee. I be forgetting that shit. But
what you gotta remember is, I think one of those is, and I said both of them, the Geechee won, his battles people felt like he lost. But he did so fucking good, it's like, he may have lost the battle, but he won a war because who he fighting, how he fought, the whole nine, that shit go into it. Like, a lot of people thought John beat him that year. Arsenal beat him. But he still was Cody, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that can go into factors of what other people did, but it can happen.
Yeah, and I think Swamp a little quiet at the end of the year, man. I mean, the Arsenal battle was eh. But if that was going to be the one you was going to relax on, I felt you should have gave a way better performance. Because, like, that was a performance like, I got another battle 2 weeks from now. But, yeah, that was definitely. Let's get to this woman card.
Keep saying Tay Rock. First of all, Tay Rock and Swamp had a classic, bro. You can't really. People saying Swamp won. People saying Tay Rock won, boy. It's that much. It was that close. Y'all seen it drop on the app, and the numbers was this close, my niggas. Like, let's keep it 100. That battle was, a lot of people had that battle closer than, you know what I'm saying, than it appears, my nigga. Both going both ways.
Nah, that's a whole fact. My fault. We gonna get to it.
Take your time, bro.
Oh yeah. You know they gotta roll. You know they gotta roll. You gotta tuck the car, all kind
time.
Of shit.
Take your time, my boy.
We got a woman's card Friday, man. Florida going down volume. As you said earlier, ain't gonna be quick. What you say is face the volume, a lot of people volume ain't gonna be turned
Listen,
up.
Listen, value's closed, so a lot of people value gonna be turned down, bro. Hey, get in the rooms. It's the value. Y'all remember my boy, let me in the values. Rest in peace, Tech. Listen, let me in the values. It is what it is. At the end of the day, some people value gonna be turned down, some people value gonna be turned up. And that's not only fans, that's battle rappers too, Polo. Like, some niggas go in there with their volume up. When they come out, you're going to think the mute button came on. And some people coming out there with a sound system. You see what I'm saying? That's what volume do, bro. Volume makes stars too, Polo. That we ain't talked about that, but volume made a lot of stars.
That's a fact. Ooh, I ain't going to lie. Volume low-key made a lot. They made a lot of stars. A lot.
We got to break that volume down, bro. We always talk about Summer Madness and no, we gotta go back into those volumes, my nigga.
Nigga, that's a whole fact. I didn't even think about it like that. I swear to God, I never even thought about it like that. Volume definitely make a lot of stars. One thing I don't want to see in the volume, I'm gonna keep it all the way 55th. I don't want to see no choking, man. I don't want to see no choking, man.
Let me put it like this, because you did. Hey, somebody did make a good comment. You might be right. When I say stars, I want to say volume is the best place for get back game. Meaning, if you was kind of if your airplane had turbulence and you was a star, you was there to get your plane right in volume. So you kind of right, bro. I ain't here to disagree with you. Volume is a place where niggas be stars and they get an opportunity to get on volume or a band. And they can relight that fire. So you is right, bro. You right. Pod self. I ain't saying created the stars, but I'm talking far as stars getting relit.
Yeah.
Volume.
I know what you meant, though. I know what you meant.
No, I wanted to be real clear for the audience, because that was a dope thing. He said name one. And he kind of right. I want to give him his credit.
Well, I mean, in volume, volume definitely helped, I believe. Rum Nitty and Iron Solomon, that was on volume, right? It helped with Iron Solomon, because after Iron Solomon performance with Murder Mook, people was kind of questioning.
Yeah, that's right, Polo.
Five hands to the face. I can tell you.
That's what we said. That's get back game, because Iron's already Iron.
No, I'm agreeing with your point. Like, I think 100% Iron Solomon helped out. O-Red helped out. Even though O-Red was lit, O-Red became like the volume guy. Chilla Jones that helped out. Shit, I remember when Kayshawn and Danny Myers did that battle. Niggas was questioning Kayshawn. Kayshawn got, because niggas was saying he was a performer. He got in that small room and got crazy. Danny versus Kayshawn, one of the coldest battles. So it is a lot of, you said names. So like, we do this on the ball.
Nah, they get back game, definitely. That's volume is for get back game. Like, niggas, like I say, niggas a little playing, a little wobbly. Nigga getting that volume and get right. Nigga back to the big stage. Nigga all in Urban Plaza. You know that. One volume, Polo. You are halfway been fucking up. Going volume and cooking, nigga.
One volume is over. Somebody said O-Red should have took Trufo on the volume on this volume card. I mean, shoulda, coulda, woulda if he coulda, but I'm pretty sure it was out of his hands. It's about the people.
Civil War, though.
Yeah, Civil War to me is good. You in Florida, got a nice vacation. It's gonna be beautiful.
I mean, they all in the same place.
All in the same. Yeah, you go.
It's gonna be the next day.
Yeah, that's Civil War to me.
Oh, you want to see it? That's what
he was trying to say. He want to see O-Red in the small room, but I, if I'm not mistaken, I know they got another volume in January. So you know, you never know. I don't know. I mean, I would like to. I would like to see Chilla Jones on one of them, man. Chilla Jones, come back outside, man. I seen the battle you had with Cuban. That was cool. Come back outside, Chilla. What's up with you? What you doing? Where you at? What you hiding from? Come back outside, man. B Dot, I know B Dot. B Dot was going through some personal stuff, so he definitely took the. I believe he took the year off. B Dot definitely, you know, cool people, all that. Definitely got to see B Dot, but hopefully this year you got it right. Whatever you was going through, come back next year.
That's man,
Yeah, Bill Collector. Bill Collector, I spoke to Bill, man. Bill, I'm just going through the comments right now before we get to the next subject. I spoke to Bill. Bill definitely said he wants Sheed on volume. He wants Sheed on volume. So we gonna see if that happened.
Nah, that'd be crazy, low key. Like Bill, yeah. Bill versus Sheed with their styles. I think that'd be a dope fucking battle. And Sheed deserving of that, bro. I think Sheed worked hard. I think in my opinion, he makes the 20. If I'm just thinking in my head, I ain't saying this for sure. I ain't on the panel. But I'm just saying, in my mind, I think he in 20.
Yeah, nah, he definitely, Bill Collector definitely said that he want that to be his next, you know me, on volume. So we gonna see. You know what battle I went back today and I watched, and I'm definitely gonna do a watch back on I ain't gonna lie. Nigga, Ill Will versus Calico. Calico was cooking this nigga.
I lost my cousin to some fake bill.
He was wilding on this nigga, say, like, bruh, he was wilding on him, bro. Like,
say, they gonna love fake if they hate real. I lost my cousin to some fake pill. That nigga was wilding on him.
Bro, Calico, my nigga Calico, if you watching this, bro, please get back on that bully bumping a nigga all the nigga face shit. Please get back on that. He was wilding on Ill Will, son. That nigga, please get back on that. That's all I gotta say. We got an all woman's volume Monday. I said Monday, Friday. It's gonna be a movie. I definitely will say. I wish that would have been on Caffeine, man. I think that'd have been. It's still a dope look for the ladies, but I think if that was live, I think that would have been crazy, crazy. Hopefully they surprise us and make that bitch live, but.
I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, bro, SmackDown got to keep some shit exclusive for themselves.
Yeah, outside people.
What they push it to. And again, it's a dope opportunity for these women to steal URL. The prestige is there. That's why I'm going to be saying all these different sites and different shit. The prestige of what Smack is going to be what it's going to be.
Nah, that's a whole fact. You definitely got to keep some shit for the streets, man. You know, that's the outside is technically open again. So you definitely want to keep shit for make people travel, get in and all that, get people back going. Do you want to get into this Norb shit? I wanted to look at this video real quick, I want to look at this video real quick.
Man, that's all. You know how these niggas play with these videos, but that's on you. I don't need the video to know what the fuck going on.
Fuck it, we don't need the video. You right. Let me make sure if it's on his shit. Nah, I ain't doing that. But if it's on a third party joint, nah, I'm good. All right. So anyway, let's run it down. We run it down, Cola. Salute everybody tuning in.
Now listen, again, I had to put the blood out for this. Y'all always be talking about niggas speaking on niggas' cases, niggas doing all this shit, and y'all condemn motherfuckers. Somehow, the same motherfuckers that tell niggas leave niggas' cases alone, they out here talking about cases. But that's another thing. Don't worry about that, y'all. That's another story. Now, from my perspective, like Norb saying, I tried my best to stay out of these situations. Y'all know I had a fumble, got into one of these situations, understood what's going on. So I try to stay away from these situations like I was way before then. So I ain't too clear on what they got going back and forth. But what I do want to address Norb's on is this.
I know what they're going back and forth on.
No, I'm saying as far as the case, I'm talking about
the case. No, not that. We talk about the Vodafly joint, yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, right. I'm talking about the Vodafly shit. So, again, I see Norb's. OTFMZ, salute. I see Norb's on there. He getting this shit off. He getting that Henny man, calling Henny man, Henny girl. He getting
that's
that
crazy. That was crazy, Norb's. I'm not going to lie, Norb's. Your record with battle rappers is 0-1 right now. I wouldn't do that. Like, it's ways we could talk about people without disrespecting people. I wouldn't do that. Just saying. I don't think you would tell him that to his face. But keep going, Cola.
Yeah. Know what your words. Your words got you in trouble last time, but that's another.
Know what you want.
At the same time, I see you breaking it down. And listen, I ain't taking no shots, y'all. But y'all know the big speaker got to keep it real. Now, I see you on there. That's address Vada Fly. You like Vada. That's my mans. I fuck with Vada. Took road trips, whatever, whatever. Listen, Norris. At the same time, we all looking at you like, what the fuck going on? We know what Vada did. We know Kenny Lewis. Respectfully, no diss to Vada. We know what Kenny Lewis got down on his friends, bro. Working with him, making money with him. He got out on them niggas. So you want us to believe Vada's supposed to held it down for you if that was the case? Come on, Norb. Stop it. Second of all, Vada ain't even report shit that you could be mad at him about, but you probably lost your case. How you mad at that? Now, even if he wrong, it's your job to say, I'm right. That's why you got your podcast as well. Not to come complaining. Like, come on, my nigga. And Norbs, you know, another thing I want to holler at you about, when you was URL, my nigga, you was one of the most arrogant motherfuckers in this culture, bro. And I don't think nobody told you that. Everybody doing a hee-hee-ha-ha. You was one of the most arrogant, nasty motherfuckers in this culture. You spoke your mind. You'll get out on other leagues. It's not URL. Yeah, you was doing a lot of defending.
Doing a
you
lot.
You using that URL power to your benefit whenever you felt like it, my nigga. And you know what they say? God don't like ugly. That shit came back and bit you in the ass, bro. All them PGs, all them niggas that cried, many niggas gave opportunity, all them niggas, bro. Even from the situation you had down there in Kentucky, I think, or wherever you was at. Like, bro, calm a motherfucker, North. And I'm going to say this last thing, Polo. You've been, whatever you doing with this shit for 2 years. Bro, all that crop of talent you had, once you already let you go, you supposed to got the Saga, the Jaden Nightwings, all the whole new Midwest, the True Foes, the Piranhas, and all them niggas, and start working, my nigga. You'd have actually set yourself back on so much bread that you could have already had with sponsorships and all this shit, chasing this other bag that they ain't trying to give you nothing from. Like, come on, Norbs.
Yeah, I'm gonna say a few things, man. Number one, I felt Norbs' mistake was off rip. Like, one of your first few moves was like making it seem like you were gonna join RBE. And then but before that, when you was with URL, you spent the whole entire URL bashing every single league. Like, you literally burnt any bridge imagined, whether any bridge possible you burnt. Then, once you got out the house and your ass had to go across back town, you had to cross some of them bridges. You couldn't cross none of them because they was all burnt. So, I just feel like that off rip, you started, like, I just felt like with him, once you left the situation with URL, my nigga, you was supposed to boss up, period. You got these people you put on, you got these people, you was supposed to start your own shit. You made a bunch of jokes like you're going to join RBE, you're going to join this league, nigga, boss up. You're supposed to boss up.
You're supposed to boss up, nigga.
Period. The first second you left URL, my nigga, you put your head, your tail behind, between your legs, and you started crying. Oh no, they took this from me. I did this. That's my idea. This, that, blah, 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 blah. Man, you supposed to boss up. You supposed to say, you know what? I'm gonna take this on the whatever. You might feel I'm gonna take this on the chin, but I got something bigger and better planned. He ain't do none of that. He went the route that most niggas, like, he went the, like, respectfully, I'm being honest, he went the lazy route. Fuck it. They got money. I'm going to do what, hey, you took him to court, that's cool. But you cannot be mad at people for talking about what's going on. This is a big issue in battle rap. Vada Fly, even though he got his own history, his own past, his own stuff that he got going on, he wasn't wrong for talking about it. And also, Henny Man wasn't wrong at all either, bro. Like, you calling Henny Man Henny Girl, you doing all this extra stuff. Like, bro, you lost your case, bro. I ain't going front. We all seen the shit. We knew you lost from the minute we seen your lawyer come on in. We knew you lost, man. Like, he was fumbling through his whole shit, all that. We knew you lost already, brother. I'm sorry to tell you that. We knew it from that moment on. I'm just being honest, my nigga. The brother show, and I like that his lawyer was black and all that. Salute that guy. I don't want to bring down a black brother, but I ain't going front, my brother. You got to get it together. your neck, you blew this case. You blew this case. I'm being honest.
Listen, again, I don't listen. Again, you got to do what you got to do. They tell a man how what he's supposed to do. Me, I would have bossed up, nigga. I'm going to get all the niggas I recruited. I got a recruiter. I've been all across America. I am Norbs. I'm going to get my league and start working, nigga. And I'm going to create some new talent because I am a good talent finder. So you say. So the, all that shit, the, all the qualities of finding talent, building talent, knowing how it go, you have. But you done wasted all that talent sitting your ass in the crib thinking you finna get a McDonald's bag.
Yeah, that shit's fun. Yo, this new era, and I ain't even trying to, because I'm pretty, you niggas say, oh, yeah, you're going to sue my nigga. Like, this suing shit, that's fucking lazy. If you don't got accurate proof, you don't got business stamps, you don't got W-2s, you don't got W-9, you don't got a bunch of different stuff that show that you had a record of doing transactions or getting money or all that, you're wasting the time, bro. You wasted 5 years or whatever the case was for what? And then not even on that, I just don't like the fact that nigga calling out bloggers, like, for blogging on this shit. Like, that's corny. And then on top of that, bro,
watched you talk about everything you all real that was fucked up on your podcast. Everything that went wrong, you highlighted for sure. Two surf situations, anything of that such, you was highlighting, Norbs, as a blogger. You got to stop, my nigga. I'll fuck with you, but you gotta stop, Norbs. For real, bro. Cut it the fuck out, man. Like Polo said, Beatty, you niggas, see, that's what's wrong. Niggas don't know how to fall and pick themselves back up. You probably said, all right, niggas got rid of me. It is what it is. I got all these people, because Saga and all them still was saying how they fuck with him, man. Norbs brought me in this shit.
Niggas was standing by him.
You got AIP out here signing new talent. The bricks going up. Could have been you, pal. Riot going up, Hanzo, all them niggas, they going up, Forts.
And then
trying to bullshit in court, you could have been running the league.
Yeah, I just feel like, bro, if you ain't have now, I'm not saying don't take nobody not to court. If you feel you had a situation where you accurately have information, you got proof, you got everything in writing, go ahead, get crazy. I ain't saying that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, bro. For all of this, it wasn't, at the end of the day, was it really worth it? You burnt every single bridge from leagues, like, and I just feel like, just to end this shit, because I don't even really want to even, you should have just bossed up, period.
Period.
That's it, like, that's it, man. Like, I just feel like you had enough power, bro. Like, look, for example, yo, you know battle rap. Like, look, Remy came in battle rap. She been sticking to it. She's consistent. She been doing her thing. She got Chrome 23. Like, it's Geechee Gotti got the Riot. It's other small, it's Battle Rap Academy. It's a lot of small up-and-coming dope leagues right now. Like, why you smiling like that? What happened?
For me? These niggas crazy. I'm laughing at these niggas.
Oh, yeah, these
crazy.
I'm just saying, it's a lot of small leagues, my nigga. This ain't 2003 where it's only two leagues and shit. Like, bro, it's mad ways to get it, man. Start some, you look, hey, look at Tone Bro with the walk down. Like, it's a lot of different ways you could, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, once you had it, like I say, you may be at a whatever. Once, like Polo said, you know you ain't had this shit in writing, or who knows? I ain't gonna say no, because I ain't, like I say, you right. I ain't really... But I'm just talking about far as the people you trying to get at about this situation. It's news, my nigga. Niggas gonna cover it. Now, how they cover it, nigga can't tell you how you cover it on your podcast. But at the same time, I just felt like, Norbs, beyond all this shit, you wasted a lot of fucking time, man. Doing a lot of fucking nothing, man. When you had so much going on, all them Born Legacies at that time, BL7, BL8, New Midwest shit, all in Cleveland. You was cooking up. You both said, oh, they think it's a game. I'm finna make these motherfuckers how to fight for these people. Because I can still create as well. You had the freedom to do what you need to do whenever. You trying to get a bag now and move to Hawaii. Come on, man.
Yeah, you're man.
Trying
and
to go
I,
to Hawaii, man. They trying to go to Waikiki.
I mean, I ain't going to lie. If I win a law settlement, that's probably one of the first places I'm going to. I'm going to feed some flamingos. You heard? but like I said, man, like with that whole situation, bro, if you're gonna be mad at one nigga, you're gonna be mad at niggas for the rest of your life, bro. Cause niggas is going, ain't nobody gonna stop talking about this. Like, niggas, you know what I mean? Like, you lost a case.
What the fuck going on? Like, bro. And niggas only talking about it because I guarantee you they feel how we feel. Like, bro, why you ain't just start a fucking league and get the cooking, my boy?
For real.
Even with fighting the case, you could have probably had some example of your leadership with having a league, nigga. Then you did the scam. Then you did the, bro, again, you did the wackest shit of all whack shit, Norris, and I fuck with you. You talk crazy about RB and all them for years, Norris. For them people to fire your ass, you end up in interviews and all that with them people, you out of fucking pocket, man. That showed a lot of people in the world your character and who the fuck you are. It did.
For real.
Even though you shouldn't be beefing with people. I ain't saying, but bro, the way you used to be trying to get at RB, we remember, nigga. We kept the files.
Yeah, I just that was weird. Like, I ain't gonna front.
Come on,
like,
man.
That's like, that I don't need, like, I can't even use, I don't even want to use a nigga example. I like, that's just like Norb's doing that. I ain't gonna use an example like that. That, come on, man. But yeah, man, Lee, I don't think you should, I don't think you should attack bloggers and shit like that because they talking about shit. Come on, man. You're gonna be mad for the rest of your life, bro. Yeah, I mean, do you think it's still time for him to like create a league and do shit, or you think he kind of put a sour to? Because now it's like, if I'm picture this, right? If I'm an up and coming battle rapper and I get the opportunity to work with Norbs now, and now I'm thinking, is that gonna fuck my opportunity up with like the other leagues because I'm attaching myself to Norb? Like, how does that work? Like, how do you think that's gonna work now with new bat? Like, if he would start a league.
He gonna have to go get him some talent, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Cause listen, I ain't gonna lie. Smack and Beezy them, listen. Smack and Beezy them don't speak vocally. But at the same time, I'm feeling the way too. I ain't gonna hold you. If I'm smacking off, I understand their standpoint too. Like the audacity of this motherfucker, man.
For
like
real.
Come on, man. You wasn't shit before you came across this shit. Me and my boy was out here running around with this shit. That's smack them standpoint. You fact. Trying to get half or something, nigga. You weren't standing behind that motherfucker camera with when Smack was out there with BMF or filming my kitchen with Gucci.
Smack bundles and there. Queens. Oh, wait, yeah, they Smack was pulling up with killers. He was where the killers were.
You weren't there for that shit, man. You came when the league came around. You got a blessing. Respectfully. Off our back. We got Denzel and Glory if we take our shirts off, Smack and Beasley. You feel me? All over America doing this shit.
Mm-hmm.
We gave you an opportunity. How for you to feel like that? This opportunity that we created in the motherfucking parks with Mook Nim, that you owe a 33% or some shit like that. Man, stop it.
Or yeah.
25. Stop it.
He definitely I ain't gonna lie, Norbs. Yeah, man. I stop it. Somebody said, hey, yo, that Jeezy freestyle, like, if we really go through them Smack DVD, Smack was really outside. So, like, the nerve, I understand exactly what you just said, Cole. Like, the nerve, and you know what I mean, nigga, to try to, if I was him, the way I would have played it, you know what I mean, I definitely wouldn't have, because I'm thinking about it long term, right? If I'm a Sue, and it's just me, if I'm a Sue, I'm going to make sure I got everything in line. I got paperwork. I got everything in line where my lawyer, only thing my lawyer got to do is just read and put shit together. He ain't even got to do that much work. That's the, but if I can't do it like that, then I'm not suing, man. I'm going to go with the other. I'm going to just get it back off the muscle, my nigga. I'm a, you know what I mean? Everybody take losses, man. But it's how you handle a loss when you take it that define you.
Bro,
you know what I mean?
I seen them saying, again, bro. That nigga supposed to got, as soon as they clumped him across his head, that nigga supposed to got right back working, Polo. Mm-hmm. Lead the whole night, especially if you say you ain't do what you, you know what I'm saying, whatever you supposed to do, or you was trying to repair your shit. Two things was happening. But it's no way you weren't supposed to come off that couch and show these motherfuckers who you was and what you made of and who you is as an individual now. Because before then, man, you was a sarcastic motherfucker, man.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. You was cocky, you know, you was walking around this bitch like King Joffy Jofa. You're doing all the interviews and this and the third. You talking for Smack. Yeah, Smack don't care about that shit. Then look up, you talking about Smack, y'all barely talk. So would you just lying in Smack name? I'm just asking. You got AIP and them thinking nigga Smack and gay. You the colder. You just using my man name in vain if you ain't really talk to him like you told him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
That's nah, that's that
work. Norbs, get your shit together, man. Respectfully.
For that real.
Whatever you gonna do, do it, man. But at the same time, you waste a lot of fucking time and you turn your battle rap career, even though you may not feel nothing of it, into a piece of shit. Respect.
Yeah, he definitely he ended his career a little nasty, I ain't gonna lie, but I mean it is what it is. What did you happen to see the Bags and Body episode yet? The first one yet or nah?
I ain't see the first episode. I seen the premiere. I ain't watched the first episode yet.
Okay, so we'll talk about that the next episode for sure. Uh-huh. Who you
I'm gonna keep it a buck. This is what I'm gonna say about Bags and Bodies. Before I say anything, Hitman Holler, dope. Shit was fire. You niggas in the house did y'all thing. But y'all gotta stop acting like y'all finna go win the Oscars, man. Y'all walking around this motherfucker like can't nobody talk to y'all. Y'all acting like y'all above motherfuckers. It's still just battle rap. I love y'all to death. Y'all doing an amazing job. But I'm keeping it a buck. I'm amongst these people. The way y'all attitudes are, y'all turning motherfuckers off, man. Y'all acting too up like y'all. Hold on. We still know who y'all is in this culture. And again, it was just battle rap. Y'all got to relax. Y'all ain't promoting with a sense of feel of we want y'all support. Y'all promoting with the sense of feel that we better than y'all, so because we did this shit.
I ain't gonna front, so like again, I Avocado, salute Avocado, that's my guy. I like how it was shot, Hitman Holler, big fan, you know all that. I like the opportunity. I like everything. Everything I like, but the one thing I will say this to the contestants on the show. Just let Hitman do all the talking. Like, y'all just relax, be cool, let the shit come out, then y'all talk. You know what I mean? Because right now, y'all putting a lot of pressure on this motherfucker. y'all putting a lot, like, y'all putting, like, it's like, I'm trying to think of what season where they put so much gas on it, and then when it happened, it's like, wait, what? They got it, they can't, you know what I mean? Just let it happen, you know what I mean? Just that's straight up.
Let it happen.
But I seen the first episode. The first episode was it was cool. I liked it. It was good. I thought the highlights from that episode, Snake Eyes definitely did his thing with the challenge. I thought Snake Eyes did incredible. I thought Bad News did incredible with the challenge. I don't want to ruin it for the people that ain't really see it too much. Peanut, yo boy. He took a line from Snake Eyes, but the way they set it up was kind of funny. So I guess that's a storyline. But it was cool. It just showed them basically getting into the house. They they challenges. And then they had to do a challenge into the house to show Charlie Clips pulling up, talking to them, giving them words of advice. DNA two, giving them words. I know that shit sound like that.
DNA two pulled up with Charlie. That's crazy.
Michelle Thompson. It is not on YouTube. It is you gotta buy it. It's on Coastal Rain TV. Click Coastal Hitman
TV.
Go Hitman Hollow. Hitman Holla. His Twitter. It's in the bio. You click it. It should be honestly. It should be in all the artist bios, to be honest. But
yeah, it should.
It should definitely. Somebody said Gwitty Man Holla ain't make it far. Hurt. Gwitty was alright in the challenge. I ain't gonna front too. Gwitty
was so much, in my opinion, it ain't so much about nigga wanna win, but it ain't so much about who won. It's the experience and just what they put on and Hitman Holler and them, the production, Avocado, everybody that was a part of it, just gave to the culture, bro. And again, that could get blinded with how listen, bro. I'm with y'all. I feel like the people feel. Some of them kind of turning y'all off with wanting to watch this shit because it's like, come on, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But trust me, bro, they did a dope job with this shit. If you got $6, pay for it. If you don't, some people don't have it. You know, they're unfortunate. They're in your budget. I don't act like you. Listen, everybody want to act like a nigga rich till you ask a nigga how his house look. nigga live in a one bedroom, but he talking big money shit. Like, you got this money, you should have a house. At least four bedrooms, my nigga. Nigga in a one bedroom talking big money shit. Like, boy, you wanna boy, nigga you got a 5x7 with one room.
No funny shit. Nah, nigga definitely nigga doing all that. Nigga definitely should what other you wanna let's do a prediction of Civil War.
Okay, bet. Let's get it.
Three 250 in here, 250 in here. Salute to everybody. Hit the likes, run it up. You know what I mean? Let me pull up the Civil War card. Do you have a card by any chance? Or...
Hold on. Hey, you are real. Let me holler at y'all.
For real, please.
I know y'all be real busy, right? And y'all important. KDP, Smack. But y'all gotta get somebody better on that on the Twitter, man. Y'all supposed to have clips of battles. Shit we probably ain't seen. They wanna make us go get the app.
Uh-huh.
Like, if y'all had a clip of a battle you about to drop on the app on YouTube, just a nigga wilding or two niggas wilding like 10 seconds, that's gonna make somebody go get the app. If you
for
drop
real.
A clip of something, of something that happened, like how Tay Rock be dropping their clips on y'all channel, it'll be there. The recent card should be pinned to the top of the page, Smack. Like, mm-hmm. What are y'all doing? You got a pin of recent battles. I'm going to look for Civil War card. Y'all still got final exams in there. Final exams is over, my nigga. You gotta update this shit.
Nah, no bullshit. No bullshit. Definitely gotta update it.
Gotta get somebody on that Twitter, man. Listen, y'all getting money. Pay somebody to get on that Twitter, man, and wild a coach up. Y'all tripping.
Nah, no bullshit. The Civil War card, I still don't have it. Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Watch this. I go to media. You got Ride of Tay Rock Band. You got Crucible Season 3. You got the fucking Survivor Series. Then you got Civil War. Like, final exams, then Civil War, I mean.
Like,
come on, Smack. Let me all let these niggas play. Like, they gotta get paid.
Yeah, I ain't going front. Yeah, definitely with heavy on the clip idea, they need to be the clips definitely gotta be they definitely gotta be put out. Like, I don't know why the clips ain't
they gotta update out. The system, bro.
They gotta get a little social media manager, man. It's okay.
Yeah.
Get a little social media manager, let them put a package together for y'all, and then y'all just go with him for a month, and then y'all, if y'all don't want to use him, y'all just follow the package you paid him for.
Get somebody a chance for a month, a week.
For real.
One week for you, man. Come on, honey. 1 week. Let's see what you can do. If it work out, we're going to keep you. If not, give him the guidelines. Don't be doing this. Don't be cursing. Don't be violating. You here just to promote the things of You Are Real, even if it's a Smack interview or something Smack did on Hip Hop Is Real. That should be on y'all channel as a little clip to send y'all to Hip Hop Is Real.
Nah, that's a whole fact, man. Listen, and if y'all watching this and y'all take the idea, you know what I mean? It don't hurt to hit the Cash App. But I'm playing. But Civil War, I got it right here. Civil War is God damn, hold up, my fault. That's Survivor Series. Okay, so Civil War, we got Tay Rock versus, what you wanna go? Main event up? Or the last main event, huh?
You gotta go down up.
All right, so we got Chef Trez versus none. We got Easy versus Hansel.
I got Hansel.
Yeah, I got Hansel on that one too. Chef Trez, none. That's a crazy one. I ain't gonna front. They got that. They got one right there. That's a crazy one.
I like that, you all real. I like that. Nah, Chef, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
Ah, Polo.
That's going to be crazy.
I'm going to tell you why. We done seen none a lot. Not saying he can't cook. But I think Chef Trez is being back. Like, but it ain't on caffeine either. So, damn. It's a lot of superlatives. And that's a good battle. Pat, come back to that one. Let me think about that.
Yeah, that one is a goodie. I ain't gonna lie.
I like
that one.
Been cooking. I like how Chef Trez back.
Yeah, that okay. So I'm gonna come back to you on that one. For that one, I got none. No, I just feel like Chef Trez, I know he back, but I just feel like none a little bit more hungry right now. And that hunt for me, I think that's gonna weigh a lot. Is this battle? And I ain't trying to be funny. Is this battle real Sick and Twerk battling?
Real Sick versus Twerk.
They battling?
Yeah, it's on the card, right?
Okay, nah. I'm just act because I'm just, you know what I mean?
I ain't want consolation.
Okay. All right. So for that one, New Jersey Twerk Real Sick, man, I got if Twerk show up, the Twerk that battled Luke Castro, I got Twerk.
It all 100. It wasn't you all real, but the last two Twerk, Snake Eyes and Twerk, Luke Castro and Twerk, was on his shit. Listen, Sick. Last time I seen Real Sick was
K-Shine. This is a crazy battle. I don't hear nobody talking about this.
Last time I seen Real Sick was K-Shine, bro. It wasn't. It ain't go well. And Twerk got that K-Shine type energy, folks. If he have any of that shit like Luke, Sick in trouble. But Sick been sitting a while, too. So Twerk coming at plan, Sick and getting this shit, but I ain't got my man with the known 13s. I got Twerk, man. I got New Jerome.
I think Real Sick sat way too long. I think with after the battle he just had with K-Shine, you got to get right back active. You got to make niggas forget that battle even happened. I'm thinking about that K-Shine battle right now. I almost just flinched a little bit. I ain't going to lie. I was there.
K-Shine was wilding.
K-Shine was wilding so much. I was downstairs. Salute. Easy to block. It was me, Easy, Lil Flip. Everybody smoking downstairs. I'm watching Danny Myers. Everybody smoking. I'm watching it on the screen. I'm like, nah. Nigga, I look up. I'm on this. I blink. I'm on the stage watching this nigga die. I said, what the fuck? How the hell I get on this stage? Nigga. But
Listen, bro.
What happened?
Let me dispel this shit right here. Bro, why y'all keep running with this stupid ass narrative? Sick had 14. Man, I don't give a fuck how many days Sick had. This is K-Shine, man. What are y'all talking about? Sick could have had 12 months. This is K-Shine. I don't give a fuck if he's at 7. Y'all keep going with this shit. Listen to that crazy ass shit if y'all want to. This is K-Shine. Real Sick has never even been at a K-Shine level. Let's keep this shit all the way facts. K-Shine have been up in this culture, at the bottom of this motherfucker, at the top of the culture 5 times. We don't even know if Sick can do that. Why the fuck would K-Shine have to snake Real Sick in a battle when I done beat niggas like Bird, beat niggas like Rex, beat niggas like winning there with classes, had classic shit with Surf, going that nigga with Rock 2 times. Like, bro, this is the Run Nitty. Like, is y'all shitting me? Come on, man.
Come on, man. For real.
Stop fucking playing, man. I don't care how many days Sick had. His ass should have said no. The man had just battled Pastay and all of them, so he ain't need a top tier. He thought he was ready. Ain't one Sick in the tournament? He 2 weeks ready.
Yeah.
Like K-Shine got to sit and wait and write on. Y'all wilding the fuck up, man. Y'all bugging. This culture fucked up because of that. This K-Shine, man. This nigga was here, a dinosaur.
Yeah, he definitely wasn't supposed to take that K-Shine battle if he wasn't ready. Because I ain't trying to hit him 2 weeks excuses.
Come on, man.
But like I said, man, I got Twerk on this one, man. I just feel like if Twerk show up, I just feel like they on two different levels. And I mean that respectfully. I think Real Sick is still an incredible rapper. You know, I like how he put his words together, but I just feel like Twerk is a better battle rapper. Like, Real Sick is a great rapper. Great performer, good battle rapper. I just feel like Twerk at 100 is way better battle rapper. And that's that's how I'm going by it. So if Twerk show up, I got Twerk. If, you know what I mean, Twerk slip up anything, I mean, I got real sick, but then you know how that go. If he slip up, the battle usually bad anyway, because the opponent don't take the hold of the only nigga that really took hold of a twerk fucking up like that to me and really took was Surf. Surf had his foot on the gas.
And I feel
damn.
Geechee thrown his ass at Genesis.
Pardon himself. I forgot about the Geechee. Goddamn.
Go to that Genesis, bro. Go back to that twerk versus Geechee. Geechee was talking to twerk. I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. I ain't gonna lie. All right, so we both got twerk on that one. Ol' Red versus Trufo.
Come back to me, Polo.
Trufo,
my man. Trufo, my man, 100 grand. But this is Ol' Red. I ain't gonna listen. I ain't gonna lie to myself. Like, this ain't the fucking Transformer. I know Ol' Red. I seen him at Optimus Prime Red. I seen them at, I need to catch, get my voice back red. But listen, it's going to be a little crowd in there. So I don't know. But Red been back on his shit as late too, Polo. But Trufo niggas ain't been speaking about it. Say what you want. Him and Mac was dope. Him and Kaboom was dope. He ain't really dropped one out there with Northeast Tay out there on OSBL, cooked up with that. Like, niggas ain't been watching. So he in a pocket too. This a good look for him too. So I don't know, man.
Let me give my guy P some love real quick, man. Definitely, I'm going to send P some love because for the actually backstory for the Ol' Red Trufo, me, Hustle, was a few. I think we was in spaces. I don't know. I think you was there, but I think you might have just been away from your phone. Ol' Red, Trufo, yeah, somehow Piranha get in there. Everybody start calling people out. The spaces get lit. Trufo like, yo, Po. I'm like, yo, who you want to battle, Trufo? He like, I'm trying to battle Ol' Red. Tell that nigga come outside. I was already woo-woo. So, nigga start tagging P. I get on the phone with P. I even get into a back and forth with P about this battle. But, hey, P definitely said, all right, if the people want to see it, I'm going to make it happen. And, whoop, voila, we see it here. So, definitely, man of his word, definitely make shit happen. Got to give P some love. Ol' Red versus Trufo. I got Trufo on this one, 2-1, I just feel like Trufo is a little bit more hungry. And I ain't going to lie, man. Ol' Red, my God. But I don't know if you drunk tea or not. I don't know if he got tea or not, man. If that voice get the crackling and all that, Trufo got him. He got to come there prepared. He got to be like that tournament Ol' Red, but a little bit more cleaner.
Man, listen, man. Again. I'm expecting him to be on some shit. Fo better be on some shit. And Ol' Red better be on some shit because the nigga can be in trouble in this battle. I'm telling you. Nigga can really be in trouble or it can be a classic. I'm telling you what's going on. This is a scary battle for both. Because this is kind of competitive Trufo one. But Fo been arguing with the whole Jersey all year. Surf, Shug, J400. You finally get one of them niggas. What you going to do? You finally caught him at the corner store. You finna put a hot one in this nigga? Or you finna what? You finna let him, yeah. What's up, Polo? He finally got one of them at the liquor store. What you finna do, Fo? Batter up, nigga.
Yo, listen, Trufo, this the battle. You gotta even, it sucked to say this, but how you battle Geechee got it, you gotta be that times four, because we already seen that. So we expected more now. So you gotta be that time, and no pun intended, that all around this shit. Yeah, man, you know. But anyway, we expected more. We seen the Geechee Gabby battle now. We expected more. We want more of that. So you already showed us what you could do, and that's why the pressure's been on. Like, we don't respectfully to Mac Mel and all, like, you know what I mean? People is not gonna put you on the same, they not gonna hold you to the same standard. Like I guess he thought people was gonna accept the fact that he just battled Geechee after Mac Mel and he could give a little kind of mediocre performance, but nah, once you set the scale here, it gotta stay there or gotta be close there. Or if you go back down here, you're out of here. So for Ol' Red, you gotta stay up here. And Trufo, my God, you know Chicago. I'm fake from Chicago, but but you definitely gotta show up. You've been like what Cola said, you've been calling out the Jersey niggas since January 1st. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but since January 1st. So definitely, but I got, if everything work out, I got Trufo 2-1. It's gonna be a good battle. Next battle, Kitchen Clean versus Stumbles.
bro, I'm gonna say this, and I don't want nigga to take this to different way. Bro, one thing I have noticed about Stumble, I know him and Clean has backstory, but the niggas that Stumbles don't fuck with, he be ready to battle. All his friends or people he kind of fuck with or really, really care for, that's when his name lives up. That's when he live up to his name, Stumble. But bro, when he get these niggas, he don't be one of like, he don't really fuck with their ass and back and forth. He cooks. He cooks, G. But Kenny Clean been on some shit this year. A-War, Geechee, you know, it's finna be one of the ones.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's finna be one of the ones for sure. I got.
This is dope fucking card, bro.
I ain't gonna, I gotta keep it real. This Civil War card on paper is a really, like, it's a really good card.
Yeah, it's a really good card on paper. Like, you looking at the matchups and thinking what can be, that's a fire card, bro.
And I ain't even finished with some of the battles yet. But I got Kitchen Clean in this one, man. I just feel like Clean right now. I just like Clean a little bit more. Stumbles is fire though, but I just like Clean a little bit more. I feel like Clean just going. I just feel like in this setting, back. I think this is a medium crowd.
Listen. I know Clean been cooking, but listen, Clean had his times on that stage where he was up there trying to figure that, get that shit, get his material back too, nigga. Don't try to act like Stumbles the only nigga be Clean got a little. Not saying it's just a for sure thing, but Clean got his times where he fucked up on that material, my niggas. Don't do that. So I know y'all talking about Stumble get those material. Hey, both of them. If you ask me, and I fuck with Clean, but both of them got to get through their shit. And Clean been doing that. Don't get me wrong. But it's in his history. History is history.
Yeah, that's a good point. So that's a good point. Next bet, I see a lot of Stumbles 2-1 in the chat. Yo, salute the chat. Make sure you hit the likes. Make sure you hit the page, hit the Cash App, go crazy, get crazy. Next battle, Tay Rock versus Kid Slade.
I got Tay Rock.
Yeah. I got Tay Rock. I think it's too early for me personally. Even though I love it, I like what Tay Rock. I just think it's too early a little bit, man. I like this to marinate a little bit more for Kid Slade. He just got out of a crazy battle with Stumbles. I thought he kind of should have sat down a little bit. I'm just saying. But Christmas is around the corner, so you can't stop the bag. I ain't mad at that. But I got Tay Rock in this one. 2-1, maybe possibly 30.
I think I got Rock 2-1 because I think Slade gonna fight. We think he got fight in him. Even if it's his man, somebody he know. We know he got still killing.
Battling your mans versus a nigga that ain't laughing when you rap, looking at you, not blinking, is different.
I mean, Rock just so veteran. But I'm going to get Kid Slade around because I just think Kid Slade going to have one of them dope rounds where he talking his shit. He going to the block and he doing what he do. But I got to come in again. Rock is going to win this battle 2-1 clip. But at the same time, you got to come in with the fuck Tay Rock been doing, bro. New niggas, old niggas. Your mama, your baby mama, little brother, whoever y'all want, little slap.
Not on anybody.
Like the nigga about him and Danny Myers, bro. They out there doing all type of wild shit. Them old niggas out there hooping with them young niggas, bro. They got their knee braces and shit on, Polo. Them niggas out there with knee braces and elbow pads out there hooping.
Nah, they going crazy. I ain't going front, man. This one, yeah, man. I got Tay Rock on this one. Kid Slade just going to have to show me. I'm from the show me state.
You gotta show me.
You gotta show me. Please make me a believer. I'm already a believer. I'm a big fan. But as far as being Tay Rock, please make me a believer. That's all I'm saying.
Not saying it can't be done, but you gotta show us, bro.
You gotta show me. I ain't gonna lie. Oh man, Geechee Gotti versus J Mills. How many? What you got?
Geechee, clear. J Mills is dead. J Mills is dead, Polo. Respectfully, Jay, listen. Again, bro, I only go off what I seen. I've been around this battle rap shit for a long time. Watched him in the park versus Mook 1,000 times. Bro, if he rap anything, he ain't got, bro, it's like since his first battle tonight, he didn't got worse. from even his K-Shawn material is better than a lot of shit after that, even though he's still been losing. Geechee felt like he just got mobbed in New York. Man, he finna kill Jay Mills.
Yeah. Yeah, his what's weird is his K-Shawn material was actually better than his new material, which is that's kind of, that ain't weird a little bit.
The nigga dead respectfully, Nightmare. Listen, it is respect, because I don't want to make it seem like he's just going. Jay Mills got to show us. He not murder Mook, man.
Nah, he ain't.
That's because he from, bro, that's just
it's not he can show me. It, I don't think he can show me. I got Geechee.
This is what I'm saying. Bro, unless, listen, Geechee got to come fuck up and just all three rounds for this.
Geechee got to miss three flights to lose a round. I'm just saying. I ain't going to. I mean this. I mean this respectfully. You gotta. Jay Mills gotta show me, man, and show me. And he gotta show up. I don't know what he could possibly do. I don't know what he could possibly.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Ever since that K-Shine body battle, his body here, but his soul is somewhere else. Polo, that man's soul ain't been in, bro. His soul is detached from him. Man.
I'm trying to figure out how he even get them to agree to that.
Hey, AIP, I swear to God, AIP, I know, listen, I fuck with Jay Mills too, but you could have gave me $2,500 of that. I ain't gonna lie.
You could have gave me the rest of that.
Like, come on, man.
You wasted your money on that one.
I would have came in there and gave you a one-rounder and cooked. I would have cooked, AIP. Come on, man.
This is one, I think, and he better
cook. Because you was talking that RBE shit. We ain't forget. When you left, all niggas playing, da-da-da. Niggas then gave you five battles over there. You start getting on your shit because this was coming up. You better fucking cook, Millsy.
I ain't going to lie.
MH.
He got to do something. He got to do something. I don't know what he could do. I'm trying to even. I even went back and watched his battle with Jay Murda. I couldn't finish it. Wasn't that battle like 4 months ago?
Bro, respectfully, Jay Mills at this point is the only battle rapper that ain't figured this shit out. Jones figured it out. E-Ness figured it out. Reed Dollars figured it out. Cicero even figured it out to some point. Kaboom. Maybe he figured it out a little bit, but for the most part, Murder Mook figured it out. Like, most of the legends have figured this shit out, Polo. He have not figured this shit out.
I feel like if Cannabis come back, he'll probably figure it out before Jay Mills.
Oh, 40 Cal, he ain't figured it out.
Nah, he figured it out a little bit better, though.
But listen, Chubby Jack figured it out.
I ain't gonna lie, 40 Cal figured it out a little bit better than Jay Mills. I don't know, man.
Geechee, yeah, 40 Cal did better than Mills. Fact.
I don't think I seen Jay Mills win a round yet.
Respectfully.
I'm being honest.
Said nothing rememberable. Nothing quotable.
Yeah. Bobby Battle for $1.99. He go, Black Compass keep stepping. Baltimore love.
Even Cassidy. Y'all right, chat. Even Cassidy.
Nah, Cassidy better. Definitely figured it out. Stop it. I think he figured it out.
All the way out, but he figured,
well, he figured it out to win a round and make it debatable enough.
Exactly. You ain't figured this shit out yet.
But I honestly don't, like, I'm trying to even remember around. I'm trying to remember around where I had Jay Mills. Because I was live at that K-Shawn battle. Bro, I was live. That
you
was
no better find it.
I ain't. I know. Yeah, man, I got Geechee 30. It depend. I might at 4-0 if you include the coin tip, coin toss. 5-0 if you include the face off. 6-0 if you include who got to the venue first. I ain't gonna lie. I got Geechee clear.
Nasty work.
But I ain't gonna front though. This is a really good card though.
It's a fire card, bro. Like, whoever put this card together, for sure they need. They doing their job, man. Shout out the whole staff. This was a dope card. Even to the weekend, to the value we're going to get into. shit finna be crazy. Like,
yeah. Volume 10 is on. Volume 10 is actually live.
Yeah, Volume 10 gonna be live.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, shit, I know you got Charlie Clips, so I could imagine you want to, hold on, y'all definitely got to fix, like, y'all order on y'all Instagram. Y'all got the old events before the new events. Volume 10, let's get into it, man. Let's start off with Soufflair versus Foots. I just finished watching this Foots battle, Final Exam. Yo, that was one of the most, like, impressive new guy, like, opening battles for me seeing, because, like, that was, like, my first time really watching Foots. Don't kill me. You got it. When it get to my table, you made it. All right? When it get to my table, you made it. Foots, I watched Foots. He definitely impressed me. Soufflair, I seen Soufflair so live. But I'm going to keep it real. During that Zeta dropout battle, Zeta Prophet, I wasn't really watching that. How did this battle open up on some madness? But I wasn't really watching that. But I did. Soufflair definitely did win. I got Foots, though, man. I got Foots 2-1.
Listen, man. I got Soufflair fucking soul, man. Is you wildin'? Soufflair had that, bro.
Did you see Foots?
Bro, Soufflair had that motherfucking Summer Madness stage rumbling, nigga.
Did you?
I don't know where you at. Just because you didn't watch it don't invalidate what happened because you was running around being Hollywood.
I wasn't being Hollywood.
He was up there whipping Z ass, nigga. I got Soufflair soul just winning there with Chess.
That nigga Foot said, I got PTSD from watching Vitals go flat on that EKG. What?
Soufflair soul, because his soul might Soufflair. Listen.
He said, I hate the beeping sound so much, I still hate the microwave.
He finna put a foot on Foot.
He gonna need it.
He gonna put a foot on Foot.
He ain't putting shit on him.
I got Soufflair soul, nigga. Best of the new niggas. We finna figure it out, nigga. Shout out OSBL. Shout out to DMV area. Listen, we finna find out who the best new nigga. I got Soufflair soul. And listen, them both are Kale's artists, too. Listen, manager of the year. Listen, wake up, Tone. Wake up, Spills. Hey, wake up, managers. Mills, wake up. Kale's not playing with y'all. I'm just keeping it a bing bing. You got about 10 people on our roster, and they all been cooking this.
They said they already battled on OSBL before. Well, they gonna battle again. I'm pretty sure Foots probably won that one.
Listen, man. You are real, man. Shout out OSBL, man. But this is where you graduated at. Well, nigga, really. Yeah, science test.
They said the first one, Foots had him on the elbow list.
I got Soufflair.
Soufflair. Okay. I definitely got Foots in that one, 2-1. Foots kind of cooked. He kind of cooked a little too.
He cooked with Ace Amin too, though. I'm gonna keep it 100. Foots was cooking with Ace. I'm gonna keep it 100.
That's when he won the shoulder pads, right?
Huh?
The shoulder pads, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, he definitely cooked Ace up.
I ain't gonna lie. Go back to that Foots versus Ace. Ace was wilding, but
Ace was wilding.
Foots was wilding. I'm gonna go back.
I got Foots 2-1. This is a crazy battle, too.
That was crazy. I ain't gonna lie. Ace and Foots was dope.
Nah, Ace and Foots, yo, quiet as kept. That was and the crazy shit is, I didn't even know that was Foots until just now. I put two and two together just like that. I was just watching, like, who the fuck is this nigga going toe-to-toe with Ace?
Yeah, he was in that standing his ground, for sure.
Bumped him all that. I like that battle. That was a good battle, man. Go make sure y'all check that out. Ace versus Foots. Next battle, T-Top versus Loso. Loso was in that Final Exam getting crazy, but I ain't gonna lie, Loso. That boy Clutch was wilding. That Final Exam was crazy. But who you got? T-Top, Loso.
Man, I got a hunting accident. This always been Loso's problem when he run into them. You know what? Listen, when he run into them boys, man. He cooks them clutz and yeah, not saying he cook clutz, but them type of guys up and coming and really are still establishing themselves. He go get busy with them. I don't say cook, he go get busy. But he run into these big dogs, he have a problem, bro. I got top, man. I got T-top, man. I got the bell.
He definitely, nigga said he got
hey, the. Hey, T-Top was snapping on Holmesy too. No bullshit.
Nah, he did not Holmesy. Play with Holmesy. No he bullshit. Wasn't playing with Holmesy at all. That nigga Holmesy, he was wilding on Holmesy. But I got Loso. I got Loso 2-1, man. I think Loso, I ain't gonna front. This is gonna be a good battle, though. I ain't really mad at T-Top. This could go either way for me. It really could go either way for me. It just depends on who won it more that day because they both, to me, equally talented. They match up to me on a lot of scales. I think T-Top is a little respectful. I think T-Top might be, he's still in his prime, but I think he's a little out of his prime.
T-Top?
Yeah, I think T-Top a little out of his prime, but he still could give you 30. Do that make sense?
I think T-Top went through a, you know what T-Top going through? That Shaquille O'Neal phase before he went to the Heat. You know how he was hooping, but he didn't really give a fuck. He all out of shape.
Yeah.
Really all this, like, but Rock was the battle where he got traded. You know how Shaq got traded to Miami? Like, nah, they really not fucking with me. He been, and Holmesy was dope. And listen, and remember, last Civil War, I think, was that T-Top and, Anderson Burris versus Mike P.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last Civil War T-Top did. Remember what he did to Mike P with Anderson Burris?
Nah, he got
took the building. You know T-Top get crazy in these Civil War buildings.
He definitely broke the building with that. But like I said, this could go either way for me, man. I think
right, bro. T-Top Cook versus EK. T-Top Cook versus
I ain't even paying him no mind.
He cooked versus Sharon. He cooked. I'm gonna give him his credit. Y'all wild.
He definitely cooked. Next battle, we got Rum Nitty versus Fonz. Ooh. This battle right here could change a lot. And I'm gonna break down how it could change a lot.
I'm gonna keep it 100. New Midwest, love Fonz to death. But you got in there with Danny. It was a mixed thinker with Fries. Both of y'all. It was a mixed thinker, big stage. Everybody say when you get these big moments, you had good battles, but you got to wild one of these niggas up, Fonz. And I ain't gonna lie, I love you. But Rum Nitty on some shit this year, bro. And niggas ain't talking about Rum Nitty a lot in that Cody, bro. Go back to Rum Nitty year this year. Rum Nitty done had a dope fucking year, man. I'm telling y'all, don't sleep on Rum Nitty year. Rum Nitty done had an incredible fucking year. And that Bill battle ain't dropped. Then he got this battle. Like, man, listen. EK battle just dropped. Like, bro, that nigga Rum Nitty got work. I got Rum Nitty 2-1 in a fight. But if Fonz gonna win this shit, he gotta show me. He gotta show me. This is chance. Show me, nigga.
This battle could change a lot for me. Cause this could advance Rum Nitty high up on like the Cody list, and this could advance Fonz high up even more. Off of a win, like off of a clear win. If it's debatable, I think they both kind of still stay in the same spot because you could debate for both of them. But if it's clear for either one, it's going to create some separation.
Listen, Fonz got to go in there put on an A-Ward Nitty type shit.
Yeah, he gotta kind of really walk him down. Like, and you gotta, I know that sound.
If he don't walk him, he gotta be in that bitch fighting.
I know that sound crazy saying walk him down, but. That sound crazy saying walk him down, but he gotta do it.
Those bars like E.T. ride. That nigga Rum Nitty crazy, fool. Rum Nitty is crazy.
Nah, Rum Nitty go crazy. I ain't gonna front. Rum Nitty definitely go crazy.
Now, I do hope what y'all gotta remember is and I'm like I'm interacting with the fans. It's no perspective when they say certain shit, Polo. Mm-hmm. What y'all gotta remember is it do weigh heavy because Fonz that had a heavy schedule type year where he beat a lot of powerful people and he been winning this year. So Rum Nitty beating Fonz helps his Cody argument even more because Fonz been on fire. It's like strength of schedule. If I'm number shit, you just seen what happened. TCU lost, USC lost. Your ass may drop to 7. You may drop 1 or stay complacent depending on how you position yourself in the season, my nigga. This the BCS standards, nigga. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Nah, that's a whole fact. Next battle, we got, and this is interesting because Averb put a tweet out earlier. Averb versus Shotgun Shug, Gerald McCoy. They looking for 6 credible judges for this battle. 10,000 on the floor. 10 or 20. It's one of the two. It's 10 or 20. One of the two. But either way, it's on the floor. Somebody going to walk home with it. 6 judges. What's up, Cole? You judging? Yeah. This one
of the best. I'm going to tell you like this, bro. I love Averb to death. But that nigga, man, listen. That nigga Averb gonna let you know every day of your fucking life. I don't wanna let you got you judging. You want shit before I got you judging? Like, Verb use anything on the nigga. Like, you gotta just salute the moves he try to make. But you can't do shit really with Verb, bro. Verb, I got him buzzing. Without me, I put my hand around him. Like, I make these niggas valid. If I would've never put you in that judging, people wouldn't be listening to you. Mm-hmm. Like, Verb gonna lie the nigga up, man. Hell no, man.
Yeah, for this battle, I got Shotgun Shug on this one, man. I think this is a battle Shug wanted for a long time. I think Shug is trying to, I think he want that easy battle to happen, and he know, like, easy don't really be losing like that. So for him to, you know what I mean, stay relevant, even though his year is incredible, for people to still want that battle, he got to kind of keep winning and keep walking people down. I got Shug on this one, man. I think Shug going to go crazy. I think I got Shug 2-1. Got Shug 2-1. But I will say, I think it's gonna be a great battle though. I think Averb is gonna I'm gonna keep it even more real. I'm on the other side of the fence, man. I didn't think a lot of Averb performances have been as bad as people make it seem. I thought like a Geechee Gotti battle, the DNA battle, the Head Ice battle, the Password battle. Those type battles, I thought he was good in the battle. So I don't think he's going to get walked down. I just think Shug won it a little bit more. I got Shug 2-1. What you thinking?
Again, I'm going to keep it a buck. There's a volume, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the small room battles coming back. Jada Nightwing, Shug. I can name a couple of more. Shug won wild and shit up. I'm going to keep it a buck. When he jumped back on that stage where the animals play, he got the wild and shit up. One thing I can say, the crowd don't be fucking with Averb. But one thing I can say, that small, medium room, that value room, be fucking with Averb. You see what I'm saying? Respectfully, mm-hmm. They be sure gonna have to be on some shit in that value, man. I'm going vegan Verb, man. I'm going with cocaine Veezy, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Veezy, man. I see Veezy going there with Head Ice that had been cooking. That Head Ice that's cooking right now. A nigga that Head Ice kept saying, I'm going to catch Verb, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And Verb went in there and handled Head Ice. Respectfully. In a volume, Verb got, say what you want, Verb got busy with motherfucking twerk in that volume, bro. Mm-hmm. That nigga, Averb volume history is kind of good. Win, lose, or draw, he raps. He excited. He get cooking. Whether you Showtime with him or not, niggas, he got niggas ill. And that's what he gonna have. You see, he just had y'all in on that caffeine with Kid Chaos. Nobody think Kid Chaos won anything after they heard Verb. Because the boy can rap. I got Averb 2-1, close battle. But I think Verb, I don't know, I think Verb on some shit. Verb on the shit. And Shug, I understand him through a lot of spaces like that. He throwing them, but not like he usually do. And all I keep seeing him say is Showtime. It's Showtime. I think Verb ready, man. I'm going with the opposite, man. I got vegan Verb, man. Midwest, what up?
I know you got Verb. I respect it, but
yeah, Verb ain't lost to nobody from Jersey.
That is true, but I also would say, Shug, his performances, he gets crazy in these type of settings and shit like that. Mike P, he got
stumbles.
B-Dot battle. Don't forget about that B-Dot battle.
Fire. You right.
He went
you
crazy,
right.
And Nitty too.
Nitty was decent crowd. It wasn't super small. It was
That wasn't really that small, actually. I was like
Nitty. That was medium. That's if Shug can hang with the writers and shit. He was cooking versus Nitty, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. Shug was cooking that T-top Nitty, that little run, that nigga Shug.
Man, that bedpan, when he told B-Dot you like a bedpan African boy, that shit broke every building. Niggas was debating that for a week. What's a bedpan African? But, yeah, man. Okay, I like that. We split on a lot of these. I like that. We split on damn near everything. You had Rum Nitty or Fonz?
I had Rum Nitty.
I got Fonz.
Fonz got to show me. That's Rum Nitty.
You know what?
You got to beat the king to beat king.
I'm from the show me state. I usually will make a nigga show me, but nah, I got to go Fonz in this one. I think Fonz won it a little bit more, man, but I ain't going front. That nigga Rum Nitty, did you watch that EK battle?
This is what I'm...
Holy moly. Listen,
I was fully confident in him, but the shit Rum Nitty been doing, Polo, that man been losing his fucking noodle. Listen. Niggas ain't bro. He was losing his fucking noodle in that bill collector battle. It ain't even dropped yet.
Man.
Rum Nitty different, bro. He gotta show me.
That's a fact. Rum Nitty, EK, he kind of was wilding on EK, but I ain't going from. I seen Fonz wild on 40.
They own you.
What?
They said, oh, Polo, you make a nigga do what? I don't know what. Y'all some freaky boys.
Yeah, what y'all be thinking about?
Y'all only good against women, man. Y'all ass. Man, them niggas crazy, man.
Yo, nigga said Fonz. That was a reach, too. Like, I make a nigga show me, like, you reach for a pause. Come on, man. I could have seen if I said something crazy. But, niggas. Nigga said Fonz only good against women. That's crazy. Nigga said, nah, man. Fonz, I got Fonz on this one. I got Fonz 2-1.
Yeah, I got Rum Nitty, man.
I got Shotgun Shit. You got A-Verb. Final battle for Volume 10. Charlie Clips versus Calico. What? Yo, this volume kind of crazy, too.
Listen, folks, I'm going to keep it 100. Charlie Clips is one of the most feared battle rappers in battle rap, Polo. Think about it, bro. Charlie Clips' first URL battle was a main event, Polo. Not a crucible. I think Charlie Clips probably the first nigga to come. His first URL battle was a main event. Him and A-Verb. Charlie Clips a different nigga, but you got that nigga Calico, G. Cal, we just were talking about. They gonna love fake if they hate real.
Ain't real.
I lost my
I got Cal, nigga.
Fake pills.
I got Calico, nigga. I got Calico 2-1. Man, I got it 2-1 being clear, too.
No, sir.
I got it 2-1 clear. But
in
let me tell you why. In a volume, I'm gonna tell you why. What you just mentioned, everybody's usually scared of Charlie Clips. Calico has been the opposite. He's been chasing Charlie Clips. He been wanting the smoke. Everybody running away from the fire. He's running towards the building. He trying to see who in there.
He did that with Lux too. He was that guy.
But that was a young Calico. This is an older Calico. This is a more mature Calico.
I'm just saying, state the facts of what's going on. Listen, bro. If Calico going...
You're not beating me with this funny guy shit. You're not beating me in a volume in a small room being funny. That's not beating me.
So you ain't see Clips versus Geechee in a small room?
I hated that battle. I hated that battle. I had Geechee winning that battle. I did not like that battle.
And why most people had him winning? Because the stumble Clips had, right? Other than that, Clips was in that bitch wilding. Clips versus Twerk, small room, wilding. Clips versus Chess, Chris Brown house, small setting, wilding. Lions then Clips, wilding.
No. I'm not questioning whether Clips wild or not, but I'm just saying, against Calico, against Calico, that's not going that dumb funny jokes. That shit ain't working against Calico.
Oh, you think he coming to be funny with Calico?
I don't know. I never know. I don't know.
With that being said, I got Calico too. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, I got Calico. Listen, at of the day, I got Calico. Nah, bro, hold on. I might get clipped. Both of them been, bro, you got to think about it. Yoshi, don't act, listen, Yoshi, Luke Castro, he got crazy with chess. He got, he been getting, both of them niggas been getting crazy, Polo.
Man, that shit not working versus Cal. It's a difference. It's a difference when Cal speaking that shit in front of you, that real, that shit, and you, I mean, that's not working. And he better not get in there. He better not try to freestyle out of a choke.
Can't nobody sim a clip Star Power, folks.
I mean, yeah, but you ain't gonna sim it Star Power now. I'm definitely not saying that. But bro,
even before you can't, clips is one nigga he can get booed, Polo, and the whole room is sweating. In one turnaround, bro. This is clips, man. This is clips. I got Cal. I got clips. I don't know who the fuck I got.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
I got Cal. I'm telling you, that shit not. Ain't no crowd. Ain't gonna be nobody in there booing. It's just you and me, brother.
Bro, this clips.
Ain't no crowd. It's just you and me. It's our friends, it's our peers. Hey, hello, hi. See, nice to see you. But it's just you and me. That shit ain't working, man. I got Cal. I just watched Cal versus Ill Will, nigga. I just watched Cal go stupid on Ill Will. I literally was just watching that earlier. If that Cal show up, that Ill Will Cal show up.
Remember, Cal beat Chess because beat Chess before Cal. Forgot what Clips was doing with Chess in the backyard?
Nah.
Yeah, I know. Nah. I know. Listen, I'm telling you, Clips finna get that's gonna be a crazy battle, Polo.
No, no, no. The battle is gonna be crazy, but and Cal just went crazy versus Easy too.
Hey Cal. It's revenge for that Lux shit, man. You know Clips, Lux, they homies. That's his man.
What revenge he getting?
You gotta clip this nigga, man. Y'all did all that shit with Jay-Z and all that foolery on my man's. With all that, you gonna get this work and all that. Nigga, it's revenge time, nigga. Clips and them homies, nigga.
Yo, Drug said Charlie gonna be like, I always knew Ziplocs was for sandwiches. Oh, He definitely gonna say that. He definitely gonna have that. He definitely gonna say some shit like. But somebody said they got Cal as long as he don't say no weird shit. What they gonna talk about? We gonna find out. That's the point of the battle. That's the
point of the battle.
He said what they gonna talk about.
But you gotta understand, these niggas be around each other more than us, man. These people got all type of shit they might. You never know. Every time I think Geechee's so cool with a nigga, what he gonna say? That nigga come out and have some shit. You be like, nah, Geechee, wildy. I ain't believe he's gonna say that to that nigga.
Yeah, that's a fact. Do you want to talk about the women card, the woman value?
Let's get to it. Fuck, let's close it off.
Yeah, we'll close it off with that. Let me, did we get all those? Okay, yeah. All right, so the woman volume 10 card. Damn, it's mad other cards too. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that Battle Rap Academy too, and then we end with that. Volume 10, we could get through this quick. Don Lady versus Jade.
Cake Life Jade.
Yeah.
I got Jade.
Yeah, I got Jade too.
I got Cake Life Jade. I think Don Lady though on her return she been fire. I think Jade just punched way too much.
Yeah, she punched Don Lady.
In my opinion, I think Don Lady fire though. Florilla, what's up? But I got Jade.
Yeah, Don Lady stupid fire. But I just feel like this battle, and Don Lady is slow. Like her approach is like slow walk you down. Jade gonna be doop that boop 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 boop. Before you know it, she done hit you 8 times. So I definitely got Jade. Pharaoh Funeral. We gonna say that one. J Love versus Tony Blanco.
I like Tony.
Tony got like crazy versus the other Ma verse.
Huh?
They said Tony got crazy versus the other Ma verse.
Oh, you talking about my girl, Mosca Fluff.
Yeah.
Shout out Mosca. I fuck with her.
Yeah, she cold. She cold.
That's gonna be a dope battle. Come back to me. I like that little battle. I like that. I like that little.
That's yeah, that
that's gonna be a little freaky little battle. They both they be wild.
Yeah, that's gonna be a nice one. That's gonna be, yeah, that that
come back to me one time.
For that one, J Love Tone. That's a tough one.
Hey, two on that other card too. Since you took none, I'm gonna take Chef Trez. Fuck it.
So we split on that whole card.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Chef.
Okay. You know my prediction record. I'm like damn near. I probably lost maybe 4 battles my whole career.
Yeah, in your head.
No. For real. It's recorded. 4 battles.
All right, Caster.
My prediction record. J Love Tony, I'm gonna come back to that one. That's gonna be a close one. I'll probably
I'm leaning towards J Love
because I like J Love delivery a little bit better, but Tony Fire, I just feel like in that setting it's gonna be about projection a lot, so that's gonna play a part. Next battle, Lady Caution versus Cedar Boss. I got Lady Caution clear. I ain't see the Boss battle in a little minute. I got Lady Caution. I just think Lady Caution. I feel like just how Rock is going crazy this year. That just being a, you know what I mean? She by him side the whole year. So just even seeing that is going to motivate you. So I got Lady Caution getting crazy. Shuni the Rapper. Well, no, we say that. Shuni the Rapper versus Miss Miami.
I got Shuni.
Yeah, I got Shuni. I think Miss Miami cold, but I think Miss Miami, she had a slip up. Her last battle that cost her a tournament win. So, I mean, she's going to have a bounce back, but she can't have no slip ups versus
that
Shuni.
That battle going to be crazy, though.
That's going to be
a lot of back and forth, a lot of crazy shit. That battle going to be insane.
That shit going to be crazy. It's definitely gonna be crazy. I definitely got Shuni. I got Shuni on this one. I got Shuni. That's gonna be crazy. Next battle. My verse versus First Lady Flames. You gonna be mad at me. The coach about to be mad at me right now. But I'ma have to do it. I'ma keep it real. I got my verse. I don't know why. I got my verse, man. I think she motivated. I think my verse gonna show up and get crazy in that setting. You forgetting that small room setting. My verse kind of begin cheat codes on her battles return. She ain't really get on no big stages yet or nothing like that. She in a small room. She got the, you know what I mean? She got crazy verse Cheddar. Cheddar just beat E-Heart. Don't kill me, E-Heart. It was judges. It was the judges. It wasn't me. Cheddar to the judges, she just lost. My verse beat Cheddar. I just feel like I don't know, man. I don't know. My gut telling me my verse gonna cook. What you got, Cola?
Listen, Lady Flames. I don't know but maybe you do know. You with the war, you stepping. But listen to me. You gotta seek, find, and destroy. Cause if you let my verse beat you, how they feel about my verse, these women, you are going to be in trouble. But my verse is with the shit. She did just beat Cheddar. She was wilding on Cheddar. I'm going to keep it 100. She ain't wet none of that pretty shit. And I'm going to keep it 100, Flames. You're going to have to really beat her. I'm telling you. Or they go, but listen, at the end of the day, I'm going First Lady Flames. Is you all real? My verse got to show me she in the house. She can come over here where I said, yeah, that shit was cool on the league with Cheddar. Whatever, cool. I got Flames, nigga.
I got my verse.
Damn.
I got my verse 2-1.
I got First Lady Flames. I got Flames, man. And okay. I just blessed her with them hot chew. I just blessed her with them hot chew.
She gonna need it.
I got Flames, man.
Okay. Last battle, Farrah versus Yoshi. I got Farrah. I don't know what's going on with Yoshi.
I'm only picking who, because who be in the spaces? I don't know where this nigga at. I got flames. Listen, I don't know if this Pharaoh and Yoshi going down. They say it's on, they say it's off, they say it's off.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
Niggas confusing me. I'm going to keep it real.
It's off, it's on, it's off.
They confusing me. Yeah, they confusing me with that one. But if it's on, I got Farrah. If it's off, I ain't got nobody. Now I want to talk about this Battle Rap Academy card real quick.
It's about Ma versus Ugly Polo.
Huh?
They said Ma versus Ugly Polo. What do you say that?
That's crazy. Well, I'm not looking at her for her looks. I just feel like first off, number one, all right, fuck it. I'm going to say number one, the expectation of my verse to a lot of people is not that high. So you're not expecting that much from her. So she already got the advantage of not really having pressure on her because a lot of people keep pushing this narrative that she can't rap. She only look good, like what you just did in the comments. You did exactly what people
do. Cook this nigga.
They go exactly the looks first. They never focus on the ability. And people like that in life, they always seem to catch you when you're least unexpected. You know what I mean? I think people are taking her lightly. They don't think she's serious. And they just look at her as like a trophy rapper. She just look good, but she don't really rap good. And I feel like that can, as for First Lady Flames could write and go and write and thinking like, man, I could write this and I'll give her the dirty batch. Oh, I could do this. I just beat Jack Boy. I ain't got to go that hard. I could do this. And then she show up there and she getting a boop, bop, boo on her. I done seen this shit happen. So it ain't really that shocking to say if my verse is win. I don't know. But I just feel like, but yeah. Now let's get to this battle rap. Let's get to this battle rap. Hold on. Man, listen, man. Somebody got to make a Instagram with just all the events on it. And y'all just, that's all y'all got to do. This happening today. And just make that an Instagram. Just use the flyers. Y'all get crazy. Hold on. My bad. I know Let's Talk Battle Rap got that shit somewhere.
Battle Academy?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the fly.
The first battle you got, Kaboom and Steel versus Top Flow Loot and News. This was 2-on-2.
Who?
Bat News 215 News just battled on Tay Rock.
Okay. Yeah, I know him.
Top
yeah.
Flow Loot just battled okay. Ace and Kaboom. I don't know who Steel is, but I know Kaboom.
Okay, I'm trying to find the that's a 2-on-2.
That's a 2-on-2.
Oh, it don't matter then. I don't really judge 2-on-2s.
Then you got, hold on. I just learned this shit.
God damn, man. Fuck. Oh, I got,
You got K Walker versus Henny Man. I got it. I ain't even look at it. You got K Walker versus Henny Man. Who you got?
I got Henny Man. Henny be cooking, man. Yo, I don't know what it is about niggas. I guess because they seen the Snake Eyes battle, and he might have not been his best in that battle. I ain't going to front. Snake was fire that battle. But Henny is fire to me. Henny, I feel like Henny been having an incredible year. I feel like he been cooking niggas. Every clip I seen, he's putting a boop, bop, boo on a nigga. I just watched him go against Bose the Bambino, and that You Ain't Bleeding shit was fire. So I got Henny, man. I ain't going to front, man. Everybody can't, in my cola voice, can't tell this nigga you make a hell of a buffalo wing. That was only reserved for Snake Eyes. Y'all niggas got to rap with him.
Y'all niggas got to rap with him.
I got Henny. Who you got? You said you had Henny, right?
I got Henny.
All right, what's the next one?
This the only one round on the card. I seen Steers, Salute Angry Fan. He's on Angry Fan earlier. And he said, this the only one
what
round.
What up, nigga?
They said it's the only one round on the card. Steers versus, Cuban versus Danny Meyer.
But I got Danny.
Yeah, I got Danny.
I got Danny. What's the next battle?
We got Jazz the Rapper versus Shice Raw. I got Jazz.
I got Jazz. Clear. You gotta show me. I'm from the Show Me State, baby. You gotta show me.
Respectfully, this car pretty. Any man that can't walk can be one of those battles. But after that, I got Danny beating Cuban. I got Jazz beating Shice. I got Easy beating Big T.
Oh yeah, let's get Easy versus Big T. I got Easy. It's in Philly. I feel like Easy gonna get crazy. He gonna say a bunch of Philly shit, dickhead. He gonna say a bunch of shit, and everybody gonna go crazy. Bill Collector Rosenberg.
Damn,
that's a tough one.
I fuck with both of these niggas so hard body, but damn. See, Bill Collector got the momentum, but that nigga Rosenberg got sneaky, folks. Like, he just sneaky, Polo. Like, the fat motherfucker sneaky. You know, you ever seen a fat person, but he move fast?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, damn ass, big ass, get out. That's Rosenberg. He like one of the fat niggas that move fast. He there and then he go. He like, damn, that fat motherfucker be moving.
Yo, fat niggas be swimming hella fast.
Rosenberg, one of them niggas, man. But Bill Collector, I've been seeing Bill Collector promo the fuck out this, but I ain't been seeing Rosenberg say too much of nothing. I don't know, Polo. I don't know.
It depends on who we get, man. I don't know, man. This one I can't really call. It's three rounds, right?
Three rounds of work. I ain't gonna lie, Bill gonna get crazy, but I got Rose, bro. You gotta understand, they from the outskirts, whatever you wanna say, they a part of that Philly culture. This one of them ones for them, Polo. Niggas gotta be cooking. This shit can't be number classic. Cause if a nigga die here, it's finna get real nasty.
That's a fact. Okay. So we gonna tap. We definitely, I mean, Florida this weekend. Niggas gonna tap back in, get full recaps of everything. We'll be back tomorrow again with the radio show. I'm gonna pull up probably in the morning with the I ain't gonna lie, it's a few things I wanna look at. So we're gonna pull back up with that. Got interviews lined up.
Watch the Bags and Body tonight.
Bags and Body. Facts. We check that out. Make sure y'all stay in tune. Anyone shout out before we get out of here?
Man, you already know the vibe. Salute the Black Compass Media team. Join our Discord. Join our Patreon, man. Get the pay. Listen, $5 a month, man. All type of dope exclusive content behind the scenes. Make sure you go support our Patreon, man. Come on. Follow us, blackcompassmerch.com. You know, and we outside doing what we do, man, as analysts, as media, as vloggers, bloggers, whatever you want to call it, man. We just trying to put on for the culture. Salute y'all, man. Everybody that show up to watch this shit, the niggas that show love and the haters. Bottom line.
Yeah, definitely. If you checking out blackcompassmerch.com, the website right now is under construction, just updating a few things, few pictures getting crazy. So you can hit the Black Compass on Twitter for the merch or Instagram right now. And when we relaunch it and everything with everything, we're gonna relaunch it, roll it out the right way. So be on the lookout for that. Definitely, man. Yo, listen, man, it's been a pleasure. We out of here, man. Hit the likes, hit the Cash App. You already know. Leave a comment. We out of here, man. Black Compass Media, the Ball God Show. Salute everybody, yeah.
Right.